For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. This is a reminder, too, that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice and a reminder that they carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, I am very happy to introduce you to our guest, Adam Jablin, who is a talented performance and life coach, corporate consultant, and keynote speaker. He refers to himself as a life coach and recovery mentor, and we're going to hear all about that. I'll tell you a little bit more about Adam. He's helped thousands of people over the years to experience a joy for living even while under pressure or during difficulty. His unique positive energy, compassion, and gift for relating to others has influenced people from all walks of life. Now, the breadth of his knowledge includes helping to build, run, and sell a multi-million dollar business. Equally important is Adam's sobriety and his experience as an enthusiastic advocate of recovery. And our subject is Adam's story today. It's recovering from addiction. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Dana. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we've got a lot to learn from you. So go ahead and tell us about your story. I think it's very important. So go back and build the story for us.
All right. Let me try to break it down for you as quickly as possible so we have time to talk. Everything you said is 100% true. And in July 14th, 2006, I walked into my intervention. I was in a family business running the number one lace manufacturing company in the world, raised with a stern father and an even sterner grandfather. So there was no, you know, it's funny. Sometimes I hear that, the next generation or the generation after screw it up. There was no room for that in my type of family. It was almost like the military. You know, you don't screw anything up. And I had big shoes to fill. And that kind of pressure, on top of the amount that I enjoyed alcohol and substances, led me to crossing this invisible line that I did not know existed and to being a full-blown alcoholic addict, where it went from something being recreational and something that I can enjoy to something that I needed. I did not know that. I lived in a lot of denial. And that's a big part of my story, is how much I thought, well, if I go to the gym and if I run a company and if I have this car and if I have money in the bank and if I'm a good father, that all these little attributes, I can't be an alcoholic. I can't be an addict. Look at how wonderful I am in all these areas. But really, the truth of that is that I was doing all those things at a high level to mask what I was truly doing behind the scenes, you know, living a double life. And on top of that, as time progressed, I was falling short in all those areas. So I walked into an intervention, and Dana, I heard it, but I couldn't even fully surrender for a full 28 days, okay? They told me about the treatment, that they're asking me to get help, and I'm sitting here in my mind worrying about what the world's going to think about me. I'm not truly thinking in my mind about all the people that I'm hurting and the cries and the tears and the letters. I'm thinking, well, where are we going to say I went? And where are we going to say I go? So I agreed to a 10-day trial period to go to this treatment center called the Hanley Center down here in South Florida. And that experience changed my life. And that's more of a 30-minute talk. So I'm going to go rush through that real fast. But I learned about the disease of alcoholism and addiction. I learned that I am a real alcoholic and an addict. And my spiritual experience in there, which was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, really was more of the biggest ego deflation I've ever had, but not in the sense of something like the military, where they break you down and build you up. This was something internal, and it affected every part of me. I mean, my blood pressure went to over 180. It was real. It was completely real. And it lets you know how serious the mind is, how powerful the mind is, because it controls the body. And while that part of me was dying, what I didn't realize was a new Adam Jabin was being born. That's the part I didn't know. And there's a thing called in therapy called the parallel process. And I don't know if you know of it, but it's really where an individual can see almost like a movie. Two very, very clear choices. It's like the window opens for the first time. And I saw these two choices, and I could be this arrogant, angry, alcoholic, addicted Adam Jabin, where I could get on the phone and tell my wife to pick me up, the 10 days is over, and get an attorney, and we're separate, and I'm blah, 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 and I'm right, and you're wrong. And and I saw this other guy, and I didn't know what he looked like. I didn't understand what it was. I didn't know if he had to be poor, take a vow of poverty. I didn't know if he had to wear a yarmulke. I didn't know if he had to be baptized. I didn't know if he had to go to a mosque, but I knew he was sober. And I jumped into that guy with both feet. And this rehab treatment center that I thought was prison turned into spiritual camp. And it downloaded me with the essentials for attacking my recovery like my life depended on it, because it did. And one day at a time, one month at a time, and then slowly 1 year at a time, these gifts started coming out of me that I did not know I had or acquired, and nothing that I thought would actually ever help a lace company, but it did. It was radiating out of me and affecting everybody. My spirituality and my recovery affected every part of my life. I have an amazing mentor who I say is a spiritual father, whose name is Dion. He's the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He sang, The Wanderer, Run Around Sue. He has the number one blues album right now in the world. He has two Christmas songs coming out. He is my mentor. He's like my spiritual dad, and he's been one of the biggest blessings I've had. And it goes into stuff that I hope you and I get talked about, because I believe in having an outside reference to your life. I believe in having somebody that's somewhat of a North Star. And he inspired thoughts in me and ways of speaking and ways of helping people. And I have many, many great qualities that I've gotten from my mother and my father and my grandfather and my grandmother that died in my arms. And my Uncle David, who's like a superhero for me. I have great qualities of all of these people. But a lot of the things that I teach and I channel to other people is what Dion's taught me. And it's a blessing to be able to bring this to people. So many people are hurting out there. So many people are living that double life like I am, especially with COVID. The pandemic has really shined a light on the epidemic of alcoholism and addiction. A lot of people are going to substances now to calm their minds because they're home all day. There may be another shutdown. We're wearing masks. We have 6 feet between us. We have hand sanitizers. We have children at home that we're trying to be a mother and a father and a principal to and a teacher to. It's a different world. And a lot of people are looking for some sort of relief in a glass of wine, in a cocktail, in a beer, in an Ambien to sleep, in a Xanax, in an Adderall to concentrate. So there's no more important time for you and I to be having this conversation.
It is important, and COVID has certainly tilted the balance for many, many people who were just getting by and trying to make it through and having real life loss of businesses, out of touch with people. You know, you can only do so many Zoom events with your family. At first, it's very exciting, and our family is very big and very creative, and we had ugly clothes day. We had all kinds of gimmicks to have fun, and we did have fun, but after a while, it's like, when can we get back to being with each other? And so this is a very good time to be talking about your experience and how you succeeded at it. Just we have a few minutes before the end of this segment. So talk about something important that happened to you in rehab.
Well, it was a combination of these little things that just kept building up. Dana, how much time do we have? And I'll know what story to go into.
Well, we have almost 2 minutes.
Okay, how's this one? It's day one, day two, maybe. I meet my counselor for the first time. And we're talking about powerlessness over alcohol. And I couldn't even wrap my head around that. And he said to me, Adam, have you ever woke up in the morning and sworn to yourself that you weren't going to drink that day and you ended up drinking anyway? And I thought I had to be honest. I thought there were cameras on me. Like, I wanted to get out of there as soon as possible, like all the time, every day. He goes, okay, take it easy. He goes, let me ask you this. Have you ever said, okay, tonight I'll drink, but I only have two or three. But then when you start drinking, you can't control it? I'm like, every single time. He goes, so if you swear to yourself in the morning that you're not going to drink, you end up drinking anyway. And then when you drink, you swear to yourself that it'll only be two or three, but you can't control it. Wouldn't you call that powerless? And he had me. Checkmate. I couldn't figure a way out of that. I said, yeah, I guess so. He goes, do you think your life is unmanageable? So I took stock of my life. I sat there. I kind of, you know, stroked my beard and goatee. I'm sitting there. I'm really in deep thought. You know, I got the new car. I got the wife. I got the baby. I got that. And he's looking at me like I'm a crazy person. The company's doing well. I got the money in the bank. And all of a sudden I hear this big boom, boom. And he looks at me. He's like, Adam, you're in rehab. And that's the guy you're looking at and talking to. I mean, I couldn't even admit my life was unmanageable while I'm sitting in a rehab center. You know, that's the denial I had. I asked him, does this mean I can't have a glass of champagne at my daughter's wedding? He looked at me like I'm a nut. He goes, how old's your daughter? I'm like, she's 6 months old. He goes, only an alcoholic would worry if he could have a glass of champagne at his daughter's wedding that's only 6 months old. And these are the type of occurrences that happen.
That's a wonderful vignette to share, and I know you have more to share. And hopefully people hear the message. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, I want to remind you that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Adam Jablin, who is a life coach and recovery mentor. I like that. And we're going to hear more of Adam's story. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Start the new school year off right with Pure Encapsulation's new Pure Nutrients Gummy. The new Pure Nutrients Gummy is a comprehensive multivitamin mineral complex enhanced with organic berries and fruits in a great-tasting fruit-flavored gummy that's suitable for the whole family. With higher levels of vitamins and minerals than other leading professional brands, the Pure Nutrients Gummy offers daily wellness support in a fun, berry-shaped gummy multivitamin. The Pure Nutrients Gummy can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary we offer everyday savings on top-quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. And we're having an excellent conversation with Adam Jablin, who is a talented performance and life coach, corporate consultant, and keynote speaker. And he's helped thousands of people over the years to experience a joy for living even while under pressure or during difficulty. And our subject today is really Adam's story, recovering from addiction. So, Adam, keep this conversation moving. Very interesting.
Great. So that was, thank you, Dana. And that was one experience. And then I went to this unbelievable lecture by a man named John Diven. And I really suggest everybody look John Diven up, because he is one of the most influential people in thought that I've ever met. To me, he was my Tony Robbins of spirituality. And he gave us a lecture on healthy spirituality versus unhealthy spirituality, and that you can see unhealthy spirituality in people. Unhealthy spirituality looks like a lack of connection and a lack of looking you in the eyes and a lack of not being able to find the words, meaning a lack of connection in your mind, their energy and their aura around them is sad, it's depressed, it's anger. He goes, but you can also see healthy spirituality, which is, you can see it in their eyes. It sparkles. There's an engagement. There's a connection to life. There's a joy for living that's very difficult to describe in words. But you could see and feel healthy spirituality. But then this was the thing that really meant so much to me. He taught that we all have all the spirituality that we need. You cannot get more spiritual. It would be like saying, can you get more muscles? No. You're born with the only biceps you have, triceps you have, quadriceps you have, hamstrings you have, lats and back you have. You can't get more muscles. Now, what you can do is you can make that muscle bigger, harder, faster, stronger. You can enhance that muscle, but you can't get more of it. And spirituality is the same way. You're born with the right amount of spirituality. It's how healthy it is, how much you've nurtured it, how much you've taken care of it. I loved that. That made so much sense to me because I was somebody that was seeking before rehab, reading every book you can think of, the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Quran, the Kabbalah, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. Dr. Wayne Dyer, The Secret, New Age, Chris, you know, and just everything. But guess what? None of that stuff really, really sinks in when you're drinking. You know, it's very funny. So that lecture left a very big imprint in my heart. And then I met a guy named Father Ron, and your listeners can't see what I'm about to show, but he kept touching my arm. He kept putting his fingerprints on my arm and saying, "Do you see what I left there, Adam?" I would look at my arm, and then I would look at the Father, and I would say, "Father, I have no idea what you're talking about." He touched my arm again. He'd go, "You see what I left on your arm that time?" Just with his fingerprints. I look at my arm, and I use sarcasm and humor when I'm uncomfortable, and I'm like, "You know what, Father, I'm Jewish. Maybe there's a disconnect here. I don't know." He would giggle. He did it again. He touches my arm with his fingerprints. He goes, "You see what I did that time?" And finally, I'm like, "Listen, Father, I heard about you guys, okay?" And he starts giggling, and he turns the lights off, and he puts a UV light on my arm. All of a sudden, there are all his fingerprints glowing in purple lights. And he goes, "Adam, do you think that you can believe in a power that's been all around you that you can't see, taste, touch, feel, smell, that's been guiding you, protecting you, and loving you, and brought you here? You think you can believe in a power, maybe even call it God?" And this Father, this Monsignor, took this Jew from Jersey and made him believe for the first time. You know, downloaded me into the matrix. These are the experiences that I felt so blessed. And by the way, that's a word that I started using after rehab. I mean, before I'd call it luck, you know, but I felt so blessed to experience. And it's what propelled me to write my book, because I felt like everybody should have this. Like they put you in rehab, you know, make the proper face with the proper emotion. Get that. That means make the proper face with the proper emotion. Do you know how many people out there are like me, smiling while they're dying inside? Make the proper face with the proper emotion. We're all actors trying to show the world this one thing, and we're not. You know, and it could be in any way. It doesn't have to be Adam Jablin with the winking and the smiling, but I'm dying. It could be somebody that's over dramatic and overly depressed and, "Oh, woe is me." And you're like, "What, nothing good happened in your day today? Nothing?" Show the appropriate face with the appropriate emotion. Rehab was like being a child all over again, learning who I am, what the disease of alcoholism and addiction is, what this is about. And I'll never forget, Dana, the time that I was asked to tell my story, you know, and that may be the next segment, because first off, I'm a kid that was raised in the 80s in Jersey and then moved to South Florida. You know, nobody, someone says, "What's your story?" To me, it sounded offensive. Like, "What's your story?" Like, I didn't even know I had a story. But guess what? Every listener that's with us right now, every listener has a place of birth, has a story about their mother and father, has their childhood, has the insecurities and fears of being a child, has the teachers that made an impact on them, the friends that made an impact on them, the picking on them, the weight, the being the skinny, being the fat kid. They have high school lessons. They have college. They have their first job, they have a career, they had the first girlfriend, the first boyfriend, they had their first breakup. Every single person has a story. I didn't know that. I thought we were just all living. So I had to learn who I was. And many, many people out there don't even know who they are. They don't even know who they are. They've never taken the time to look back at their own story. They may be able to tell you the president's story, Michael Jordan's story, their grandkids' story, everyone's story, but their story. What really happened? How did they get right here, right now? It's a big thing for people to learn. So I'll share that next segment. But this treatment center woke up these gifts inside of me, Dana, that I didn't even know I had. Because I was a here and now guy, you know, and I'm trying to get from point A to point B as fast as possible. Fast. One of my lessons in rehab was walk as slowly as you can from the counselor's office to the cafeteria. And you have no idea what I saw for the first time. I saw squirrels. I saw a garden that I didn't know was there. I could hear birds chirping. I saw the color of the leaves. I felt the air on my face. I wasn't even alive. My job normally without that lesson was to get from the counselor's office to the cafeteria as fast as possible. I didn't see anything going on around me. I was not alive and open. I was closed. Get me from here to there. Get me the success now. That is how I was wired. Just like a soldier, like a killer. Like a killer. You know, in business, I was a killer. You know, yeah, charisma, yeah, charming. Yes, fair. But don't mess with me. You know, and I learned about my personality and what that is, and being a passive aggressive and not being honest and not being honest with my emotions and not being honest with people. And it was just I'm telling you, we don't even have enough segments to go through the first 28 days, let alone my 14 years. I can go on and on and on. People have truly forgotten what it means to be alive.
I think that your message is so well delivered, and I think myself, I've always thought I was very lucky, very fortunate. And after years of looking back and seeing the bullets I dodged, to see the path that I took, the path less traveled, and where I ended up, I finally started saying, I'm blessed. No one's just lucky. I'm blessed. And I've read some of the people that you mentioned. Very, very good. You know, eye-openers, step back and think, rethink how you see the world. And I think it's so enriching. It gives your life so much depth, depth that you didn't have before. And though I'm not a person that's been through addiction, I was very driven, you know, to do things well, to do them right. I had parents saying, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And to come to terms that you don't have to get an A all the time. And I entered my graduate program with a 4.0. And I thought, I don't need to get the 4.0. So I purposely didn't answer enough questions. And the professor says to me, what is this? I said, I need a B. Give me a B. I need to get off of this pressure to maintain a 4.0. Wasn't easy to do, but I'm glad I did it, because then there's no racing. I was racing against myself. No racing. I knew what I needed to learn. I was an adult student. So your story expands who you affect, because everybody has that piece. Ah, that sounds familiar to me. So I'm just going to say to listeners who've just tuned in that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, having a great conversation with Adam Jablin, and we are talking about all of his expertise as a life coach and a recovery mentor, and what it was like going through recovery. We've learned a lot already. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly three decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and reminding you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. I also want to remind you that you can listen to the Essentials of Healthy Living through iTunes podcast, Essentials of Healthy Living. You can also go on www.ehlradio.com, ehlradio.com, and please comment on the shows and give us information as to what you would like to hear. We try to cover a lot of good information, and today we're really blessed to have Adam Jablin, and I love his story of recovery. I call it Adam's story, recovering from addiction. So, Adam, let's keep the conversation rolling.
Yeah. So, last segment, we touched on how everybody has a story. And that was one of my assignments before I was allowed to leave the treatment center. I had two assignments that I had to do, which I also had to do before my quote-unquote 10-day trial period was up, which was laughable. And the first thing I had to do was write two letters to my daughter, who at the time was 6 months old. One after 20 years of being a sober dad, and one after 20 years of continuing my alcoholism and addiction. And the one after 20 years of being a sober dad, I mean, it was like a movie. You know, I was that dad. I was the guy that was always there. I showed up for everything, every ballerina, you know, show, every single thing she did at school, you name it, I was present, and I validated her, and I encouraged her, and I didn't judge her, and it was an easy, and it was a wonderful, and it was a fun letter to write, because I saw the possibilities in it, and I wanted to be a father like that. But the one after 20 years of drinking and drugging killed me. And the first two or three, I think three times I tried to write it, I threw them out because they were full of it. They weren't real. There was a part of me that just wasn't allowing myself to really go there. I was trying to just make it okay, make my behavior okay, and I felt as if it was a pass-fail. That's the kind of pressure I always feel in life, stuff that you and I have shared privately. I felt like I couldn't write this letter if it wasn't as perfect as I could make it. And finally, I let go of something, some sort of pride. And I attacked that. I said a prayer, even though, I know now that God knew me the whole time and was carrying me, but I didn't know God from a hole in the wall. And I said a prayer and I wrote that letter, and it just ripped me up. It ripped me up inside. I was not there. I was not present. I embarrassed her. I let her down. I just wasn't the dad that anybody would want. And my wife at the time divorced me to protect her from my alcoholism and addiction. At the end of that letter, in 20 years, I tell her, I hope that one day we can have a relationship. And then I'm checking back into the Hamley Center. I'm checking back into treatment. That hit me pretty hard. And the other thing I had to do was say my story in front of these 20, 30 alcoholic addict, you know, crazy, that would eventually become kind of brothers, but, you know, a treatment patient. And I went through it. Born in New York, May 19th, 1976, raised in Tenafly, New Jersey, which was about 5 minutes away from the George Washington Bridge. And you could be on your bike every day. And in the 80s, it was very neighborhoodish, and you could have your doors open and everyone knew each other. And it was like a lovely time. And America was even a lovely time. I mean, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA and Michael Jackson's Thriller and Ronald Reagan was the president. And it felt like there was no 9/11 yet. There was no pandemic yet. It just seemed like everything was just like a movie. And at least from a white young boy, suburban kid's perspective, I should say, by the way, the one thing that made me feel insecure and weird as a child was I was the fat kid. I was the heavy kid. You know, my dad used to call me El Chubbo, you know, not meaning to hurt me. And I didn't, there was a movie out called The Goonies, and that my friends would want me to do the chunk shuffle. He was the fat kid in the movie. And I hated it. I hated the way I looked. I hated the way I felt. I hated it. And then in 1986, we moved down to Boca Raton, Florida, where you could have your shirt off every day, and it was hot, and you could be by the beach, and you could go to the pool. I used to wear a shirt in the pool that would suck to my fat anyway because I didn't want people to see my body, and I hated it down here. But somewhere along that way, I made a decision. Like, I wasn't going to look and feel like this anymore. That's it. And my mom started buying me Muscle and Fitness magazine and Flex magazine, and we stopped going to McDonald's every day after school, and I would eat chicken breast and an apple rather than, you know, six-piece chicken McNuggets and a Coke, and start exercising and lifting weights. And slowly but surely, I went from being the fattest kid in the class to, in 4 short years, being the best-built kid in the class. I went from kids asking, you know, Adam, how many Oreos did you eat last night, just trying to, you know, poke fun a little bit, to, hey, man, how much can you bench press? You know, the girls now notice and really like me. The only thing that was different was I was still inside that insecure, fat, you know, people-pleasing, life of the party guy. And, but, you know, with the body and with the muscles came a certain skill set, and came a certain charisma, and came a certain confidence, false confidence, but, and it allowed me to play and be with the older kids. And the older kids were experimenting with drinking and smoking pot and drugs. And there was no peer pressure. I mean, when you're a kid and you're around older kids, there's something just cooler about older kids because they have more freedom and they have more, you just look up to them like they're idols. And they, you know, they pass the drink. And Dana, all I can tell you is it fixed something inside of me that I did not know was broken. It fixed it. You know, maybe on the outside I look like Superman, but now I felt it. I mean, like, I just loved it. And I was the life of the party. And I was the first kid in my high school to get a fake driver's license. And it worked. And I went to Arizona State University because it was the number one party school in Playboy, you know, and Penthouse magazine. And guess what? It was. And I dominated there. And I had a great time there. And then I went to the business, and it was work hard, play hard, and drinking, working hard, exercise, and I meet my wife, and she can't stand my drinking, so I find Xanax, because you can't smell it, but then before you know it, I'm mixing sedative and alcohol, and then I'm taking uppers, and I one time tear my ACL playing basketball, and now I'm introduced to painkillers and narcotics, and, you know, it wasn't overnight, one day at a time. 1 month at a time, 1 year at a time. Just like my recovery now, my disease was getting worse, and I constantly needed something in me. I couldn't sleep without an Ambien. I couldn't think without a Xanax. I couldn't be happy without a drink. I couldn't have energy and be awake without some sort of, you know, energy supplement. I just was a toxic mess. And I walked these guys through all of these stories in greater detail, and I walked them all the way up to the intervention, and I say, now I'm here with you. And this is what happened. These 30 alcoholic addict maniacs stand up and start clapping and just rushing towards me and hugging me. Oh, my God, I was the skinny kid. Oh, my God, I had a fake driver's license. Oh, my God, I did that. Oh, I went to Ohio State. I did that. Every single part of my story somebody identified with. And I thought, oh, no, this isn't good. It's not good that these people are identifying with me. They should not be. I'm different than these people. I'm better than these people, you know. And every person. And that was the night of the spiritual experience I was telling you about. I couldn't sleep. The two letters were written. The spiritual muscles were, the lecture I told you about were there. The Father Ron moment with the purple glowing fingerprints and a power all around me. I couldn't deny what was going on around me. And I was freaking out. And my rehab roommates were finally at 5 o'clock in the morning, said, Adam, please go to the nurse's station. I kept them up all night, tossing, turning, freezing. Well, I didn't know what was going on. I've never had a panic attack before, but this was no normal panic attack. This was like there was an exorcism. Something was going on. I can't explain it. Something was shutting down inside of me. I couldn't stop my thoughts from racing. And, you know, that's probably something that we're going to get into the next segment, because this spiritual experience changed my whole entire life. My whole entire life.
Wow. And it was physical and emotional all at once. That has to be remarkable to go through. So what we'll do is, in the final segment, you'll share more with us. And also, what is the name of your book?
Sure. It's called Lotsaholic, Lotsaholic, From a Sick to Sober Superman. You can find it on Amazon. I also did the audiobook in my voice. My mentor, my spiritual dad, Dion, does the foreword. I'm really, really proud of it. It hit number one in spirituality. That's where you can get the book.
Great. Thank you. And we will carry on this conversation. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting discussions with what I'm calling Adam's story, recovering from addiction. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and I want to remind you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and also remind you that you can hear this podcast over again. You can download it, and it's www.ehlradio.com. That's ehlradio.com. Now, we're having a really good discussion with Adam Jablin, and we are really talking about recovering from addiction, and I like the name of his book, Lotsaholic. I like it, and it's quite spiritual. So, Adam, you've been sharing your experience. Keep going with that because it's been really meaningful.
Yeah. So we just got done with my story, and I'm having what I thought was simply a panic attack or something, but it was really my spiritual experience that I touched on earlier in the segment where a part of me died and a new part of me was born. What happened then was life became beautiful. And I became open to learning. As a matter of fact, one of my rehab buddies is the one that called me a lotsaholic for the very first time in the family program, which is where when family members come to visit, but I can't be with my family. I'm with my rehab brother's family members, and they're with me, so they can learn about the disease from somebody that's neutral in their lives, and I can learn about how my behavior is affecting the family from another neutral perspective, and we spend 3 days together. And during this time, these families that, you know, who are so sweet, they're looking at me because, you know, my muscles are popping, and I eat very, very clean there and very, very healthy. And they're like, what the heck is this guy doing in here? Yeah, they're meeting me maybe 20 days clean and sober, so my skin looks good. And they just didn't get it. And my friend said, well, Adam's the worst one of us all. And that even got my attention. And I said, what? And everyone's like, how? And he goes, Adam's a lotsaholic. And we all looked at him like, what the heck is a lotsaholic? And he goes, anything Adam does is to the extreme. Anything. I could definitely see him drinking and drugging because it's the way he eats. It's the way he trains. It's the way he's 5 minutes early to every appointment. It's the way he's attacking his spiritualness. He's just everything he is. He's all in. He's just an extreme. And that name stayed with me, you know, now for the rest of my life. I'm a lotsaholic. I am an all-in guy. And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. You know, balance is something that I have to work on. But these are the things that I got to learn in rehab. And I got to go to different meetings. I went to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting and learned how gambling affects people, and Overeaters Anonymous, and learned how nutrition is affecting people. You know, it's not just alcohol and drugs. It's Al-Anon, which is the people that work a 12-step program because they live with an alcoholic and an addict. And guess what? They're addicted to trying to fix them. They don't want to look at themselves. Don't you see they're the problem? No, that's a very hard lesson for people to hear. Guess what? You're the problem. You're the problem in every situation. You are the problem and you're the solution. But it's not that person. Because you can't control another person. You need to learn, everyone needs to learn how to detach with love. Oh, but it's my son, it's my daughter. Okay, so you enable. Keep going. Ask this question to people. How's that working for you? How's that working for you when you keep enabling? How's that working for them? I can't stop giving them money. I can't stop letting them do this. I can't kick them out of my house. Okay, no problem. It's not my life. You know, you're addicted to them. Addiction is way more than substances. It's an emotional dependency, a codependency. It just goes through every fiber of every human being. So these are things that I got to learn. And now I'm so happy to tell you, Dana, I live a privileged way of life. It's a higher reality. I don't live in reality with everybody else. I live in a higher reality, you know, a blessed reality. I don't have these false attachments and false dependencies. I don't have these judgments on others that I used to have. I don't have these false expectations of you or other people or myself. I don't think that I'm in control of the universe, that I'm in control of everything. Why was I so blessed to learn these things? Because I abused alcohol and drugs? Does that even make sense? It's not fair. That's why I went into life coaching. That's why I went into mentorship. That's why, and let me tell you something else. For a kid that looked at celebrities and stars and professional athletes like they were gods, to now help these people, to be able to help the biggest names out there, yes. Would I be a complete fraud to you if I didn't tell you when I walk in the room and I meet them for the first time that there's a little like kid inside of me that goes, oh, my God. You know, yes, that little kid's in there. But once we start talking and sharing and the tears come out, that person becomes very, very human. And I'm here to show them the way out. I can't tell you how many people I've met that live a double life. It's very rare that I get to meet somebody that's authentic. You know, of course they're there. You're here. There are people doing it. But it's not often that I get it. A truly, truly honest, authentic life. No nonsense, no BS. What they show, they are. Who they say they are, they are. Every fiber of their being, not often. Sometimes they want to show you that they're affluent, but they're not letting you know about the mortgage, and they're not letting you know about the payments. Sometimes they want to show you that they're fit, but they're not really letting you know about what they're consuming behind closed doors. Sometimes they want to show you they're in love, but they're not really showing that these two people don't communicate at all. Sometimes they want to show you that they're the best dad or mom. But really, the kids are a second thought. They're just showing you that during the baseball game. I have met so many people that just can't be themselves. And that's my passion, to help them. That's my love. It sets me on fire. It totally sets me on fire. How to get to be somebody, to be their whole selves. You know, not to sound corny or steal anything from people like Tony Robbins, but it is true that the power is within. It's an intrinsic power. It's inside, not outside. So you can't go here to get it, and you can't go there to get it, and you can't go to GNC to buy it, and you can't go to everything is wonderful. Churches are wonderful. Synagogues are wonderful. Retreats are wonderful. Journeys are wonderful. Medicines, holistic medicines, all of these are all wonderful, 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 wonderful things. Wonderful. Amazing. But they're not it. They're a path. They're a path.
Well, it's interesting. One of my favorite songs to play is Happy People by Little Big Town. And it is, without the music, even just reading the words, you can't steal it. You got to make it. And I think it's one of the best songs around. It says so much through the music, and I love turning it on and listening to it. And I have very much enjoyed talking with you, and I know our listeners are privileged to hear the information that you've had to share. Do you have a website or email address that you want to provide?
I do, and I'm very easy to find because everything is under me. So it's adamjablin.com. Adam Jablin at Adam Jablin. I am Adam Jablin on Instagram. I am Adam Jablin on Facebook. And I am Adam Jablin on LinkedIn.
Well, that's good. So, listeners, I hope you got that information, and we're glad to share it. And I want to thank you, Adam, for being with us. This was enlightening for certain. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. And I think of you, Adam, when I listen to Maya Angelou for these words. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And I think that's very appropriate. And success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. And you certainly exude that. And as our lives move forward, I am always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute's a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can